Hello, and welcome to the Healing No Filter podcast. I'm your host, Laura Renner. I'm an author, a nurse, and frankly, someone who's been through a whole lot. I'm here to provide you with a weekly dose of relatable, no-nonsense methods for healing your mind, body, and all things trauma-related. Now let's dive in. Hello, friends. Today, I am talking about one of my favorite OG tools that I've used for over a decade to calm myself, rewire my mind, reduce stress, and connect my body. And that is meditation. I love meditating. I have learned so much about myself through meditation. And since you know I love my research-backed tools, there's a ton of research to support how beneficial meditation is, which is amazing. So let's dive on in. What exactly is meditation? Meditation is a practice of being present with your mind and body in a way that promotes relaxation and calmness. It is a mind-body connection that has been used as a spiritual practice for thousands of years. And research shows that meditation reduces stress, improves sleep, decreases blood pressure, and results in many other benefits that I'll get into in a minute. There are many different types of meditation practices, some of which include breath-focused, mantra-focused, visualizations, sound baths, walking meditations, mindfulness, which is where you stay fully present and allow your thoughts to just kind of flow naturally without judging them, and more. And so the key here with meditation, and really any modality, is getting out of your head from a place of anxiety, stress, you know, tasks to do, anything from the past or the future that you're worrying about, and judging or overanalyzing your thoughts. Often we get caught up in our thoughts and what we have to do, you know, later that day or that week or the plethora of tasks and to-dos that occupy our minds. So meditation allows us to pull away from that task-oriented mental habit and more towards intentional thoughts that promote relaxation and staying present. So I actually started meditating in 2011. This is funny. I saw this TLC show about how this woman won the lottery and claimed it was through meditating and how she visualized, you know, winning the lottery and getting rich. So I was like, sick, sign me up. I'm giving this a go. And what actually happened is this led me to learning just more about meditation and finding guided meditations on YouTube that helped a ton with my anxiety and brought me to a really calm state so I could feel relaxed and not anxious, which was incredibly a tall order for me at the time. And I would calm the fuck down in ways I had never experienced before I started meditating. So I really started gearing the meditations that I was listening to at anxiety and even also just sometimes even just general meditations to bring me to this deeply relaxed state where it would have some, you know, chill music and I would just chill out. And as someone who lived with intense anxiety for the majority of their life, this was really coveted for me. I felt like I had unlocked this, you know, secret key to life, and it helped me tremendously. But I will say it did not start off like that. At first, it was very, very hard. My brain was like, and my body was like, no, sweetie, we do survival mode. We do high anxiety. We do chronic heightened sympathetic nervous system. We don't do relaxed. I truly just didn't know how to relax at the beginning. I would find my thoughts would immediately go haywire, like they always did. And they would take over my just entire being and just fully snap me out of any relaxation. And it would ultimately force me to just get up and interrupt it and do something. Or my body would just get really antsy and uncomfortable, which would also just make me be like, fuck it, I'm done. I'm not doing this. But I kept trying. I did this consistently. And even though at first I didn't love it, I just kept trying. I knew that it was something that was new and it was something that was going to take time for my mind and my body to adjust to and get comfortable doing. I, you know, thankfully had the awareness of, whoa, I do not like this. It was so uncomfortable for me. But I was, you know, reading about online all of the benefits that people get from meditation. And as someone with such severe anxiety, I knew that I needed this. And especially at that time, I was in nursing school and I felt like I was just on fire at all times because it was so stressful. So I knew I just really needed to keep at it. And with time, I was able to work up to meditating for 10, 20, 30 minutes even comfortably. I know a lot of people love sitting for meditations because being seated, you know, supposedly helps to promote a balance between relaxation and focus. And if you lie down, you'll be more likely to just relax to the point of falling asleep, which also that's not really bad. But anyways, for me, I actually found that if I'm sitting, I am too alert. And mostly because of my cement-filled spine, I don't sit very comfortably. And so I really wasn't able to get to deep levels of relaxation. I was really just pretty uncomfortable. So I'm also not a big napper and I'm not someone who falls asleep easily. So for me, lying down was perfect because I get nice and comfy and it allows me to really hit those deep levels of relaxation that I'm after. And I pretty much never fall asleep meditating. But if I do, I'm also not mad at it because clearly I feel like that's something that my body needs at those times. So my go-to style is to lay down for anywhere from, 5 to 20 minutes and either listen to a guided meditation or just relaxing music. And I usually do this first thing in the morning when I wake up. I feel like it's a great way for me to start the day. So I'll either, find a guided meditation on YouTube and throw that on or just find some music and just chill out. And many of the guided meditations that I do will either walk you through a visualization or they'll, have you slow down and focus on your breath, focus on your body, doing like a body scan to check in with areas you may be holding tension or discomfort. And then they'll have you intentionally relax those areas and then just, chill out and let your thoughts wander or, walk you through a visualization. So for me, I like to visualize being in nature. That's really calming for me. Or I'll even go more specific. If I have an event or a presentation coming up, I'll visualize that going successfully or being done and me being happy with it. I really enjoy visualizing. And I think, it really gives me energy and it's inspiring and it motivates me. And I'm also just a very visual person. So it's easy for me. But if you're not, that's totally fine too. It's not about, making this a struggle and making it harder than it needs to be. Simply focusing on mindfulness and just letting your thoughts come through and just kind of pass through without making any meaning out of them is also a really great technique. We have, thousands and thousands and thousands of thoughts that come through. So the key here is, feeling your body, feeling into your breath. You're going to experience thoughts, but, not making meaning or judging them and just kind of letting them go. And that's fine. You're really just staying present here. So I really love to even also just lay down with some chill music or even silence and just, focus on my breath and body and just see what thoughts come up and just let them happen. That's the beauty of meditation. You can really make it whatever you want. You can individualize the shit out of it. Some days I'm all about like a 5-minute guided meditation. Other days I want 30 minutes of, chill music. Other times I want a specific, guided visualization or something catered to anxiety. There's just so many options. It's pretty limitless, which is awesome. And so for me, when I really kicked my meditation practice into high gear, that was after my TBI, my traumatic brain injury. So at this time, my mindset was trash, all negative all the time. I just felt completely hopeless that I was never going to get my life back, that I'd never heal, that bad shit would just keep happening to me, and that I was going to die. So that's when I was like, fuck, this is a problem. And I know that meditation is something that has been really good for me in the past. So this is something that I really need to do here. So I found all of these healing guided meditations online. I also found meditation music that used healing frequencies. And I would just throw that on and would visualize being able to speak like I could again and do math and have energy and function and be like myself prior to my TBI. I would even go specific as visualizing my neurosurgeon telling me that the new bleed that I developed in January 2022 fully healed and I didn't need another surgery because that's something that I was facing for a good month, which was wildly unpleasant. I would also, see myself succeeding in speech therapy and occupational therapy, being able to drive again and, lots of other things. But the key here is I went very specific and it worked. All of those things came true. All of those things happened, whether it was, 100% directly related to meditation, I can't tell you. But I do know that when I visualized these specific things, I felt them in my body to be true. I visualized them with very specific, great detail. And what happens when you're in a deeply relaxed state is you're lowering the frequency of your brain waves, ideally to what's called a theta state. So theta waves are categorized as anywhere between 3.5 to 8 hertz range. And so hertz is a measurement of frequency. And so this is measured by EEG, electroencephalograph. You don't need to know this or do this at home, just breaking it down for understanding purposes. But so when we're awake, we're mostly in a beta wave state, which is anywhere from 12 to 30 hertz. So that's a higher frequency. So theta is nice and slowed down, but still also a state of wakefulness. So this is when you're, you know, in that daydreaming state or even a trance-like state because you're so relaxed. And so the key here is when you're in this theta wave state, your subconscious mind is more suggestible. So things like visualizations, affirmations, and mantras stick better and imprint more on your brain. So ideally, you're getting to this, you know, theta wave state where your mind and body are deeply relaxed. And so for me, that's why visualizations I feel like are so beneficial because I'm getting to this deeply relaxed state. My subconscious is more suggestible. And so these things are able to actually happen in my real life. So now I want to dive into the benefits because I love throwing research at you. So I'm going to give you all the research that shows the benefits to meditation. So there are actually hundreds of studies that have been done on meditation, which makes me just so happy that, you know, the scientific community sees so much utility in studying various meditation benefits. Evidence shows that meditation can reduce stress, anxiety, depression, PTSD, inflammation, and even pain. It can also improve immune function, coping, focus, mental performance, sleep. It can help with quitting smoking, opioid dependence. It can also help with improving chronic conditions like hypertension, IBS, chronic fatigue, and so on. And this is in many cases related to the fact that meditation just greatly benefits reducing stress, which worsens chronic conditions and can negatively impact healing. So when you have less stress, it makes our bodies more resourced and able to effectively heal. So great benefits there. Also, meditation structurally can change our brain for the better. How fucking cool is that? So one study that I loved came out in 2012, and that showed that meditation increases gyrifications, or the folds that are on the outer layer of the brain. And so with that, you see increases in processing abilities. Also, another study showed how meditation may slow, stall, or even reverse changes attributed to aging, which that's amazing. And then there's plenty of other studies that have shown that meditation reduces the activity of the amygdala and may actually cause the amygdala to shrink in its size, which is a good thing because the amygdala is an area of the brain that is deeply involved in the stress response and anxiety. So that is very significant here. So a branch of NIH, the National Institutes of Health, the branch is called the National Center for Complementary and Integrative Health. They fund multiple studies around meditation, you know, as in using it as a combined therapy modality, meaning it's used as a supplement to other different treatments. So while meditation may be considered woo or unconventional to a lot of people, it is clearly supported by science and it is being funded by science and is super beneficial to our health and reducing stress. And all of these studies are based on consistent daily meditation practice, not just, you know, do it once, look at all these benefits. You have to do it consistently. So I know you may be thinking, I don't have time for this. I don't have time to make this a daily practice. But guess what? You actually do. And here's why. There's research to support that as little as 5 minutes of meditation, 5 minutes, can produce benefits such as improving sleep, mood, focus, and reducing stress. I know we're all strapped for time. I feel you, but 5 minutes, come on now. We can all take 5 minutes to meditate and do something good for ourselves. And there's countless 5-minute meditations available for free on YouTube. I'm going to actually link my favorite 5-minute meditation in the show notes. It's from the channel, My Peace of Mindfulness. This is my go-to meditation when I don't feel like I have a lot of time, but I still make meditating a priority because it's easy to do when you have a guided audio. So My Peace of Mindfulness is my favorite YouTube channel for guided meditations. They have countless different lengths, anywhere from really 5 to like just over 20 minutes, and lots of different styles. There are guided meditations around calming anxiety, feeling gratitude, starting your day positively, having a good day, healing, letting go, and so on. Tons of great options here. Brad Yates, who is an EFT tapping expert that I've mentioned before in the episode that I talk about tapping. He also has guided imagery that he does on YouTube as well for free. And Gabby Bernstein, who is a motivational speaker and author, also has free guided meditations on her website as well. So that's just a few. These are some of my favorites, but there's tons of options available on the internet. And also even on Spotify and things like that, there's a lot of free options for meditations. So overall, my personal experience with meditation has been incredibly beneficial. I was able to learn how to feel my body again. You know, I spent the majority of my life dissociating from my body and numbing the sensations of anxiety, pain, and discomfort because I didn't feel safe and my body was constantly uncomfortable and tense from all the bad shit that happened to my body. You know, having complex PTSD, it's really common to dissociate from your body. So meditation really helped me to feel again. And, you know, I spent so much of my life avoiding feeling sensations because they were mostly wildly uncomfortable. Meditation really helped me relearn how to feel my body again and also relax and have a more positive relationship with my body. Meditation also allows me to take, you know, anywhere from just 5 to 20-ish minutes to slow down. I'm guilty of leaning back into old patterns of going a million miles an hour when I'm busy, but meditating allows me to hit the pause button and slow the fuck down, and it's very needed. And like I said, there's numerous benefits. It's something that for me has become an everyday practice because I know it keeps me in a healthy headspace, or I'll even use it as a way to help pull me out of an unhealthy headspace when I'm really, you know, anxious or feeling negative or sad. Meditation really helps me to relax and just kind of think things differently when I come out of it. So something that has been excellent, excellent, excellent for me personally. So I highly recommend that you give meditation a try. See how it benefits you. There's so many benefits and there's so many different styles and techniques that I didn't even get into. So, you know, go to the lovely internet that we have and find whatever speaks to you, because there's, like I said earlier, you know, you can do a walking meditation. You can do a sound bath. I love going to sound baths. Those are also really great and a really great different way to kind of get into that really calm, relaxed state. So give it a try. I highly recommend it. So much research to support it. It's great. So that's all that I have for this one. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next time.